AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kansas City officials say a half million people are packed into a downtown square to cheer the World Series champion Kansas City Royals. Baseball Hall of Famer and Royals great George Brett, who played on the last Kansas City team to win the series in 1985, has high praise for this year's club.
These guys are the best team ever! Ever!
The Royals closed out the New York Mets in 12 innings on Sunday to win the series 4-1. Safety regulators have fined Takata of Japan $70 million for lapses in how it handled recalls of millions of explosion-prone airbags. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
American drivers should not have to worry that a device designed to save their life might actually take it.
The bags are blamed for 8 deaths, more than 100 injuries worldwide. Regulators also ordered Takata to stop making the inflators at the heart of the problem unless the company can prove they are safe. Officials now say more than 36 people have been made sick in an E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon. Satellite imaging shows an infrared or heat source on the Russian airliner that crashed Saturday in Egypt, killing all 224 people on board. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. officials says the images also rule out a missile as a cause of the crash.
The official says American satellite systems detected neither a missile launch nor an engine burn. They did detect infrared activity or heat around the jet. That could potentially mean a few things, including a malfunction leading to an engine explosion or a bomb blast.
Investigators in Egypt have begun looking at the plane's so-called black boxes. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 89. This is AP Radio News. Iran's supreme leader says the slogan, "Death to America," isn't to be taken literally. Mark Smith has the White House reaction to that.
In a discussion with students about the 1979 seizure of the U.S. Embassy that was reported on his official website, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei explained the chants don't mean death to the American people, but rather death to U.S. policies and arrogance.
I guess it's better than the alternative.
Here at the White House, a bemused press secretary, Josh Earnest, said for the administration, really, it's Iranian deeds that are important.
Take a close look at their actions and not be distracted by their words.
And he says a key test will be how well Tehran adheres to the international deal curbing its nuclear program. Mark Smith at the White House.
Authorities in Georgia say a prisoner charged with killing a sheriff last June escaped today as deputies were trying to transfer him to another jail. Jim Edward Lowry was awaiting trial on charges of felony murder and other charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.